Can you tell something?
I don't know what is the...
Something?
I don't know what is the past.
It is very hard to give up. It is very easy to give up all these desires, but very hard to give up Vaishnava Parath and...
So...
We have come to Kokilavan.
So we have come to Kokilavan. And as Maharaj was saying earlier, that for bhajan to be able to reside in Vraj, then we have to give up calm, crowd, lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness. We have to give up these things. These are the enemies. And it's stated that to give up material desire, in one sense, is very difficult. But in another sense, it's said that these things, they're like dust in the heart. But aparad, this is like a thunderbolt in the heart. So we've been reading from Shishastakam, been speaking on Shishastakam. Gurudev has been speaking. And in the second verse, it says, Nadanam Najanam Namakari Bahudani Jasava Shakti Satrapita Niyamat Take Nakala Itadishi Tava Kripa Ba. Kripa Bhagavam Amapi, Durdaivam Idrisham, Ihajani Nanuraga. Yes. So this Durdaivam, that it is very, very, my position is very unfortunate. Mahaprabhu is taking the role of the devotee. So my position is very, very unfortunate because even though I have the great fortune of having the association of Vaishnavas, of being able to take shelter of Sri Guru, receiving the holy name from Sri Guru, but still, I am very dadaiva, very, very unfortunate because I have no taste. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this dadaivam, this means durbhagya, misfortune. And that misfortune is due to making aparad. Due to aparad, then this taste does not come. And due to aparad, then this manifests in the form of calm, crowd, lobe, moha, matsarya. So the lust, greed, envy that comes just from ordinary sinful desire, that is very bad, but that is nothing compared to that which comes due to offense. So the remedy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that one should chant continuously, but should chant in a mood of repentance, begging the holy name. Because when we're chanting the holy name, chanting names of Radha and Krishna, and offense has been made at the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. And the Vaishnavas, they're the hearts of Radha and Krishna. So this is very, very big offense to Radha and Krishna. So begging apologies for making such aparad, and most importantly, promising not to make any more aparad. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by this process of continuous chanting in this mood of repentance, practically, mood of crying for forgiveness, then the aparads will be washed away by mercy of Guru and Vaishnava.